brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got the video up on Infowars.com with all these MSNBC hosts saying Obama should act as a dictator. There's video of this. You guys gave me a great video list. I can't find it. I'm not even sure if we have it, but I saw the video this morning. Al Sharpton literally donned a white lab coat like he's a doctor, and he says these right-wingers are boiling over with denial. We do have it. I'm going to play that in a moment. About global warming. It's real, folks, and that's what's causing the record cold temperatures. Who's that top astrophysicist with the big weather center in England I've had on so many times over the years, who was on back in the summer and predicted a record cold winter because the sun was going into a dormant phase? What's his name? I brought his card back from Bilderberg because I was there covering it and he was there. It doesn't matter. He looks like the mad scientist. And, I mean, that guy comes on like a year before, 6 months before, and it's exactly what he says happens. Because he's an astrophysicist and a meteorologist. And I can't believe I've got to explain to Al Sharpton, of course he knows, and Al Gore, of course, who knows, that it's the sun is the main driver. Yeah, Piers Corbin, that's his name. Piers Corbin. Not Piers Morgan, Piers Corbin. Now, let's pull his side up and show, folks. But he predicted record cold because the sun was going into a dormant phase, was cooling off, was not putting off as much heat. Now, I'm not a meteorologist or an astrophysicist like him, but we stand next to the sun's fire, to quote Jimi Hendrix, and we would be absolute zero weather action. That's the site. We would be at absolute zero if it wasn't. It's time to get him back on next week. If it wasn't for the sun. Now, the UN voted 5 years ago and said the sun has no effect on climate. Ladies and gentlemen, that is like saying in freezing cold weather, standing next to a fire has no effect on whether you're hot or cold. Or like if you jump in a fire, it won't set you on fire. The sun goes through cycles, and it's going into a cooling cycle. So the ice caps of Mars, that I assure you your SUVs aren't hurting, they're now getting bigger again. Our ice caps are getting bigger. Now, again, radiation being released, GMO, toxic waste, that's a real issue. I'm at the top of the food chain just like you are as a mammal, as a Homo sapiens sapien. I want a clean environment. The fake environmental movement is about a power grab. I'm not worried about a farmer's wood stove that the EPA wants to ban. I'm worried about nuclear reactors leaking. I'm worried about the Chinese having back codes, Chinese government, into our computers and into our weapon systems. Let's go to the Al Sharpton clip. And then we'll
somebody going around for the first time with a Geiger counter is likely to discover these great variations in levels from time to time.
UC Berkeley professor Edward Morse says
they called it unusually thick ice. Well, I think it's because they're unusually thick people who have not been paying attention to the actual science on global warming for the past 18 years and still think that we're all about to roast like a chestnut on open fire.
These right-wingers are boiling over with denial. Just because it snows in winter doesn't mean the planet isn't getting warmer. Remember, a UN panel said there's a 90% probability that humans are the primary cause of global warming. And over 97% of climate researchers surveyed in the United States Academy of Science agrees. It sure doesn't take much for the folks at Fox to hit their melting point. The results of tonight's experiments are in. And we've deduced the right wing could use a new talking point.
Turned out almost none of those scientists ever signed on to that report. They just agreed to be part of the panel. That's all a lie. That's been discredited for 4 years. Now it's not global warming, it's climate change. Well, the climate's always changing. Hey, Sharpton, why don't you talk about the radiation levels going up? No, because Al Gore doesn't have a radiation trading market, and neither does Barack Obama. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Isn't it epic? We actually follow the ice core samples, the meteorologists, the real astrophysicists, and the vast majority of them are on record saying the sun is the main driver of climate. And the only constant is change. So now they've gone from global freezing in the 60s and 70s as being the reason for a global government with the UN regulating all human activity to the 90s, it's global warming because the sun had heated up and that we were all going to die if we didn't have a global VAT and global carbon tax. To now moving to just change, period. There's a tornado, there's a hurricane, there's a typhoon. They've always had those. Doesn't matter if we're at a 60-year low of tornadoes. They have MSNBC say we have all-time high tornadoes. Even though NOAA, they can't get the entire government to lie, came out last year and said we're at a 60-year low for tornadoes. Just type in NOAA, 60-year low for tornadoes, and you'll get their own website. But you turn on MSNBC or Al Jazeera with Al Gore, his channel with Al Jazeera, and it is we're all dead if we don't do whatever they say politically. and that's live in tiny houses and pay exorbitant taxes to them and ban wood stoves and ban factories and ban clean burning coal. But, oh, have all the nuclear reactors leaking you want. That's fine. And I was just in the coffee room again, drinking out of my Gooling's Lodge, Monument Valley. This is John Wayne's favorite little shack hotel, literally. That's where he stayed like 10 times shooting movies out there. So beautiful in Monument Valley, Utah. The point is, I was back there getting a cup of our coffee, Wake of America blend from southern Mexico, and I was watching CNN, and they had the meteorologist on there saying that this is a 20-year fluke event and that global warming is still real, even though overall world temperatures have been going down in the last 5 years and have been constant before that for 16 years. I mean, we know the numbers, ladies and gentlemen. They get on television and tell people that polar bears can't swim, that penguins can't swim. I've shown you student class projects that I saw in a pizza place where they had the wall covered with them in Corpus Christi a few years ago. I shot video of this where it showed all the penguins and polar bears drowning because there was no more ice. And it showed dozens of these from the school project showing the polar bears and penguins dying, done by fifth graders, traumatizing their mind in government curricula that the North and South Pole were going to melt and that all the animals would die. Unless you pay Al Gore and the UN money. So here are the facts. The sun is what drives our main climate, unless it's an undersea volcanic vent. And then they found microorganisms that do live from the heat of the water. But everything else, one way or another, is driven off the sun. I don't care if you're 5,000 feet under and you are a glow-in-the-dark fish like a lantern fish. The cycle of food that you end up eating begins on the surface in the first 100 feet of the water that causes the life cycle in the ocean. Just like they say, the only toxic waste we need to control basically is carbon dioxide, oxygen, sunlight, and water. You need those four things. Well, people aren't scared of water. People aren't scared of sunlight. They know oxygen is good. So carbon dioxide, we've gone out in Austin and gotten 9 out of 10 people to sign a form, including one guy that claimed he was a chemical engineer, to ban dihydrogen monoxide, which is water, because the scary name, and sodium chloride, which is salt, because it sounds scary. And this is how they use ignorance in the public to enslave us as a power grab, while ignoring all the real environmental problems. Chicago extreme cold, the worst ever recorded, lowest temperature ever recorded in Chicago. Icy weather threatens oil output from Texas and North Dakota because it's so cold. Cold weather causes surge in demand for Texas electricity grid, forward our telegram, because of a third of our power plants, including a new one in South Texas, in Corpus Christi, that they did not allow to open. A $3 billion clean-burning coal power plant that they didn't let open. Took them years to build. Obama shut it down. General Electric is exempt. They've got dirty-burning plants. They get to make bigger profits. But it's still not enough for demand. Just like in Ceausescu's Romania, they had enough power for the public. But he decided the public didn't need electricity, except for his government facilities and his factories, as an act of control, as an act of siege, as a Cloward and Piven act of domination. So we told you that was coming years ago. The White House responded 3 years ago to our report about Obama saying he would bankrupt coal, and they came out and said we were insane. Climate change groups seek new leadership as green movement loses momentum. Doesn't matter, though. They still put the carbon taxes in. As the MSNBC host called for Obama to act as a dictator yesterday. But again, Al Sharpton says that the right-wingers are boiling over with denial about global warming. Continuing, EPA moves to regulate new wood stoves. Told you that was coming, folks. They already did it in Europe. We know exactly what they're going to do. Scientists reject claims of cold being caused by global warming. Time magazine blamed polar vortex on global warming in 1974 special report. That's global cooling. That's out of Climate Depot. So first it's global cooling, then global warming. So it just continues. Meteorologist tells Hannity, the ghost of global warming is closing coal plants. That's right. Indianapolis mayor, if you're outside for 10 minutes, you could be dead without proper clothes, as if we need the government to tell us to put our clothes on. I thought mommy did that. Cold weather causes surge in demand, not just here, but all over the country, like in Chattanooga region. And again, less power plants, they can't supply it. So that's just some of the news. Travelers spend night on three snowbound Amtrak trains. Coldest air in 20 years, aimed at nation's heartland. Below zero in many areas. It just goes on and on. But the con artist doubled down. The Al Sharptons, the Al Gores, they double down and say, no, this is the proof. Pay us carbon taxes. Well, even if you believe carbon dioxide is deadly poison and killing everyone, even though plants breathe it and then put out or use it for photosynthesis and then put out oxygen, if China builds three new ones a week and we shut down more than three a week, if Mexico just built literally hundreds of them on their border to supply the Southwest totally dirty and putting out all this toxic waste and we have clean ones being shut down and the Earth is one planet, if carbon dioxide is so evil, then why isn't it being shut down there? Because the globalists control us and they control those countries. That's what globalism is moving industry to areas you control to then leverage out the economies of the West to then prepare us for economic collapse, and then we can be socially re-educated into the collectivist model. And don't worry, once the full collectivist communism is in place, with the fascist above it, offshore above the law, with diplomatic and corporate immunity, true feudalism, true North Korean hereditary dictatorships, once that happens, there's going to be nobody on welfare, folks. They're going to be at gunpoint digging ditches and working, you know, in basically slave factories. Once they break us fully, it's going to be Soviet-style jackbooting. So all you people that have loved the ride so far, you're going to lose all of it. And those of us that are skilled workers, oh, you're going to be total slaves under this. Now, William F. Jasper joins us for the balance of the hour, and he is the editor of the New American magazine, newamerican.com. And they're at the tip of the spear exposing what's really happening with corporate global government being established. But we've only got a few minutes before we go to break, Mr. Jasper. Can you give us the definition of this global government? What political system would you call it? I call it neo-feudalistic serfdom or fascism with a scientific control technocracy. What would you call it, and what would you sum it up in 2 minutes as?
Well, that's probably as good a definition as any, Alex. What we're going to see is a kakistocracy, a rule by the worst, an aristocracy, the wealthiest, most powerful, controlling all aspects of our lives, social, political, economic, spiritual, moral, dictating where we shall live, if we shall live, where we shall work, if we will work. We are going to see total power, and total power creates total corruption. And so whether one defines it as communism, socialism, fascism, or a combination of those, it will be an oligarchic elite, and we're already moving in that direction. And what you just talked about with the global warming is a very good example of what we see, this process in action of moving us toward a globalist elite. And I did a story on this year ago when they had the big Doha conference on global warming, and the United Nations chief in charge of the UNFCCC, which is the global warming thing, Cristiana Figueres, said that what we are after is a total transformation of the world, a total economic transformation, political transformation of the world. Well, we've been saying that and using various quotes of the leading advocates to show that this is what they're doing for years, but so seldom have they come out the head of the organization at one of their major conferences confirming what.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to come back and get into convergence, the latest breaking news, the real inside scoop on somebody that's been to scores of the meetings on what's being formed right now. And by the way, folks, this is the total transformation. Are you liking it? Are you liking being poor? Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Alex Jones here back live. We could not be covering a more serious issue today with the editor-in-chief over at the New American Magazine, William F. Jasper. Folks that helped me really get educated on how deep the rabbit hole goes and everything they wrote about 20, 30, 40 years ago, unfortunately, has now come true. And so the rest of what they're saying is going to come true because they're not looking into a Palantir or a crystal ball. They're reading the writings of these globalists. And used to, you had to get their minutes or get leather-bound books that were limited edition where they were bragging to each other. Now they're out in the open, and I think they're doing that because their agenda is in trouble, and it's behind. But it's still going through under its own massive inertia. This is a short 6-minute segment. An 18-minute segment's coming up. William F. Jasper, NewAmerican.com, or TheNewAmerican.com. But in this short segment, I want to just talk about strategy with you. A, do you agree with me? Where are we geopolitically right now and just politically? A, B, you know, the more and more the stuff they're doing, illegally spying, persecuting press, it's like we're too nice. And I've never been a radical calling for violence, and I'm not. But the historical proper response would be state grand juries, arrests, 1776, you know, trials. I mean, this is a global corporate espionage takeover. So how do you respond to them?
Well, this is what we're dealing with here. And yesterday we had the confirmation vote of Janet Yellen as chairman of the Federal Reserve, which is one of the biggest criminal operations in the history of the world. Just has transferred an untold number of trillions of dollars from American taxpayers and earners to Wall Street, to the politically connected banks. This is the largest case of robbery in the history of the world. So we're dealing with criminality on a global level and at a level that has never been seen here in America before. And so, yes, this is very serious. We will not have any freedom left. We will not have any economic security left to withstand the forces of globalism if we do not encourage, if we do not get enough people riled up now and educated to take the proper action. Congress has to hold these people accountable. And yesterday's vote, obviously, they did not. 56 to 26 voted for that. 11 members of the Senate, Republicans, crossed party lines and voted with the Obama Democrats to confirm her, basically saying that we're going to allow this criminality to run rampant continuously. And, you know, we have to get enough people to realize that if we allow this to happen, we basically allow the mafia, a mafia with Yale and Harvard and Georgetown law degrees and MBAs and PhDs to take over the economy. But it is a mafia on a much larger scale than the actual mafia.
Hollywood's done a great job the last 60 years convincing us that only Italian organized crime exists. And I've studied the history of it. They got a little too big for their britches. And so some of the older banking mobs and other mobs came in and basically took them to the woodshed. But even in the 40s and 50s, as you know, the head of the FBI would testify that there is no such thing as organized crime.
Absolutely. For a long time, Hoover said that this was all comic book stuff, that there was no such thing as an FBI. And it wasn't until the Big Appalachia bust and Joseph Valachi coming forward that finally Americans had confirmation about the mafia. Well, we've been saying the same thing about a much more pernicious mafia, that is the secret and semi-secret organizations such as the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergs. These are much higher level criminal operations than the mafia. Now, the mafia and the drug cartels and all organized crime operations attempt to create a front of respectability. And so you have even amongst the various organized crime mafia, Russian mafia, etc., you have folks that try to portray themselves as legitimate businessmen. Well, we have the same thing with the organizations, the Wall Street folks that are operating our Federal Reserve System and the worldwide banking system, the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. But they start out at a much higher level. They already have all of the respectable backgrounds, the degrees, the major corporate backgrounds. And so it's going to take a Herculean effort on our part, and you're definitely doing your part to alert Americans to this, that look, these folks are evil. They're criminals, and it doesn't matter that they may be CEOs of various companies and so-called respected Wall Street banks. They have taken trillions of dollars.
That's right. By every yardstick, they're the greatest criminals in history. And I'm going to give people some key information, on the other side of this break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You got it.
Key information. Just on the front of knowing that we can win. With all of these different criminal actions throughout history, studying different regions, different empires, different nations, corrupt combines, monopoly, fascist, socialist, communist, corporatist, as Mussolini called them, always operate from behind the scenes because what they're doing is a fraud. They always set up the same police states, the same spy networks, the same controlled economies. They always want to make the public poor so that they can control them with chicken feed, Cloward and Piven from the 60s that the Democrats adopted, public strategy to bankrupt America and put us all on welfare so they can socially engineer us. That's just one modern example of that that people now know the definition of, so I talk about it. I talked about Cloward and Piven 15 years ago. Then Glenn Beck popularized it, so now people know what I'm talking about, so I brought it back. But it's just one example. You read Roman Senate histories, which I've done, incredibly interesting. Or you read books written by Julius Caesar, or you read books written by British kings or by crown historians. It is jam-packed every page. It's not like reading science fiction or something where you read a whole book to read a battle. Every page is just chronicles of what was going on and how they paid off this group and how they manipulated that group and infighting inside this. The battle for humanity has always been about the individuals organizing together in like-minded groups against criminals, psychopaths, control freaks, organizing into their groups against us. And the globalists all know this. Carol Quigley and others in their books describe that once they get this new collectivist system, they're going to make it work this time because of science and technology. But all they're using that for now is to even game the system even more and insulate themselves from reality so that the crash will be that much worse. It's unsustainable. And so just as 60-something years ago, the media said there was no such thing as organized crime, it was a conspiracy theory in movies, the mafia had been operating different mafias for 100 years in this nation, different mafias. The mafia means our thing, or, you know, the family, or La Cosa Nostra. But once they had to admit it was real, once it came out, then everyone was like, well, of course it was always real, and a lot of it could be, quote, tackled. And it's the same thing with the Federal Reserve. If you look at the Federal Reserve, folks, it's Bugsy Siegel, all those folks. It's all these big, powerful combines and elites. The Kennedys were involved, so many other groups. And, of course, Kennedy later was going to get rid of it. All the big Eastern establishment was involved in it. They met at Jekyll Island with J.P. Morgan and all of them in 1913. We know what happened. They even brag about it now today and have historians from the Fed basically admit what's happened. So here's the big news. The John Birch Society, New American Magazine, other liberty groups the last 60 years tirelessly exposed what was being set up. Barry Goldwater said the Trilateral Commission was set up to overtake the government with corporate interests and overthrow our republic. That's now happening. And so now they've gone from being able to deny it even existed. I remember hearing Rush Limbaugh in the 80s, late 80s, or maybe 1990 or so, when he first got on air, when I heard him in Austin, say, there's no such thing as the CFR. Then later he said, oh, the CFR runs nothing. And that's because if you talk about it, you'd have your show removed. I was offered big national syndication deals, but I was told no Federal Reserve, no CFR, no black helicopters, no New World Order. Okay, so this is how this works. Mancal Muller, same deal. He said that on air. I mean, they literally tell you this. So now it's admitted it exists. They admit world government's being set up. There's no more denial about it. But still, sometimes they actually go back to the old propaganda and say it doesn't exist. But the point is, we've forced them to admit they exist and that they're the authors of what's happening. Because, see, they don't want you to know they exist, so as things get bad, you know that they did it because they're going to pose as the saviors. We expose who's behind it. We expose who they are. We expose their agenda. We expose the plan they're setting up. Then they're never going to get away with it because as the fruits of their tyranny come in, they're going to get the blame. So exposure, it comes first. Now I'm going to give you the floor for the next 12 minutes of this segment and then 6 minute segment after that, editor of New American Magazine. But I wanted to just quote from history how key this exposure is that you and others have been part of and that thanks to our forebears that did this, we now have a fighting chance to expose what they've been doing behind the curtain. William F. Jasper.
Well, Alex, there is so much to cover, and I jumped on the Federal Reserve just because less than 24 hours ago, that major, major keystone of this whole conspiracy was really put in the headlights for a moment. And we need to keep the spotlight on that because this is one of the eyes of the octopus rather than the tentacles. And as you pointed out, Jekyll Island, this was 100 years ago when we had the meeting, the secret meeting at Jekyll Island. Now, if you go to Jekyll Island today and you can take the tour, they will actually, the tour guide will explain that, yes, all these Wall Street representatives of J.P. Morgan and Rothschild when I met here in secret. They all had assumed names. They came on secret trains. They didn't acknowledge each other because this was all a secret operation to bring this Federal Reserve to into existence. They admit that at the famous site at the hotel where this took place. And the Federal Reserve historians themselves now admit that. They say, well, this was necessary for the greater good in order to create this institution which was going to protect us from booms and bust cycles, etc. And, of course, now we have a 100-year history to judge it on, and this past decade, this past 5 years to judge it on, where we've seen the greatest transfer of wealth. We shouldn't just call it transfer. We should call it robbery for what it is. You know, when General Inspector of the Federal Reserve, Elizabeth Coleman, I believe her name is, testified in 2009, you may recall, I'm sure have run that testimony, that YouTube testimony. She was asked by Congressman, according to the Bloomberg account, there's as much as $9 trillion in loans off the books by the Federal Reserve. Where did that money go? And she says, well, we don't know about that. Question after question, well, we are conducting a high-level review. It was complete blah, blah, yada, yada to the United States Congress, which is supposed to be supervising this. Congress created the Federal Reserve and basically gave them. Now, we've been pointing out for years, this is a very important point, is that this institution is very much a communist Marxist-style institution. It's the plank number 4 of the Communist Manifesto, creating a central bank in the hands of the government, which will control currency and credit. That's a communist feature. It's not a capitalist feature. True capitalism, if Wall Street people really are true capitalism, they believe in a free enterprise and people freely assuming, letting the market decide what the interest rates will be, how much capital will be available for loans, not having the government come in and dictate that. That command economy is thoroughly totalitarian, communistic. And so this is where we get into this whole issue of convergence. What we see is that for the past century, since the Federal Reserve was established, the insiders, the big Wall Street bankers, have been working hand in hand with communist and socialist movements throughout the world to centralize, cartelize, concentrate power. That's the main feature that you see in every totalitarian government, the concentration and centralization of power, breaking down of any checks and balances. And that's what has been happening here in this country. A very sophisticated campaign going on decade after decade, supervised by people in the various banking establishments, and particularly in through organizations such as the Council on Foreign Relations. Now it's expanded a whole plethora of various other groups from the Brookings Institution, the Aspen Institution, and various other groups, Trilateral Commission, to coordinate these activities. But you'll see in the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, the Department of State, Department of War, which became the Department of Defense, and all of the other major cabinet positions, you have Council on Foreign Relations, certified globalist folks running it through Republican and Democratic administrations. And so I just published an article on The New American just shortly before I came on the program here about the Yellen vote yesterday. Janet Yellen, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, made chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Now the next person up for vote, he hasn't been officially put forward yet, but all the establishment is saying he's going to be the vice chairman, is Stanley Fischer, member of the Council on Foreign Relations for a long time. In fact, now he just stepped down as chairman of the Bank of Israel to come back to the United States in September, and was made a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. And that was one of the first clues that he was going to be the next one.
And then Obama hired the new top economist last year, who was the Marxist head economist over in France. This is globalism, where people from Israel, France, you name it, are here openly running our country. Obama became the head of the UN Security Council a few years ago, violating Article 1, Section 9. It's the flaunting, and that's why I got you here today, and I know I digressed in other things as well. I want to talk about convergence, because you know, we were talking about all these secret treaties being ratified right now, but we need to talk about convergence, how they then bring all this together, because that's so central. But it's also important to understand, in the 10 planks, they have an income tax and a private central bank to control the winners and losers. And people go, well, why are the ultra rich for communism? They make us communists and have no rights as slaves and communalize our wealth. But then meanwhile, they're always exempt offshore, literally making us colonies. So globalists create communist structures as their plantation colonies to then extract the wealth. But again, number five, central bank, centralized credit. And then they also have an income tax, public school. I mean, we are, for all intents and purposes, a communist quasi-fascist state. But let's get into convergence.
Well, in order to discuss that, because we could end up ranging far afield and I might neglect it, I have to bring up, because I would like to, I'm sure you've brought it up many times, but in order to really understand convergence, which means the melding together of the so-called capitalist West with the communist East and the socialist middle ground of Europe. And this has been underway for a long time. And one of the first big revelations on this came out, and you can find it on the internet. I'm sure you have it on your website. We have it on our website. Norman Dodd was an investigator for the Congressional Committee investigation of the tax-exempt foundations. The Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, and other major foundations, Carnegie Corporation, had been, now these are foundations, tax-exempt foundations set up by the richest families in America. But a very curious thing was happening. These high-level ultra-rich foundations, which were run by Council on Foreign Relations members, were constantly funding socialist, communist, Marxist, and subversive programs. And this pattern became so obvious that people were objecting to this and saying, how come these guys have tax exemption and they're funding all of these political programs, particularly ones that are subversive and that are anti-American. So Congress held a number of investigations. But during the recent investigations, Norman Dodd was their chief investigator, and he went and he and his investigators went to all the different foundations. But in one of his visits with the president of the Ford Foundation, Council on Foreign Relations member Rowan Gaither, he had this astounding revelation. This is one of those things like when Goldfinger tells James Bond, you know, it comes out and it just has to gloat and tells him what his plans are. We see it in the movies all the time. Well, this does happen in real life. It's happened to me on a couple of occasions. But in this particular case, Norman Dodd was told by Ron Gaither, would you like to know what kind of instructions we're operating under here? And he said, well, yes, I would. He says, we are operating under instructions to use our grant-making powers so to alter life in the United States that we can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. Well, Mr. Gaither was astounded. I mean, Mr. Dodd was astounded because He knew that's exactly what it looked like they were doing, but he never thought he'd get an admission like that. And so he said, well, will you say that publicly to our committee? And he says, we would never dream of doing that. So this was just a gloat off the record. But it is confirmed by the actual facts. This is what these foundations have been doing for decades.
And by the way, I've had globalists as a so-called, you know, talk show host. I can say whatever I want and you know, give my punditry. But as a journalist, I have to, when somebody says this is off record, unless it's openly illegal, I have to keep that confidence. Or, you know, they know that I then lose all my sources. But I've had globalist executives, you name it, many times reach out and say, man, just join us. The public's a bunch of scum. And I know you've been to all these UN meetings. I'm guessing that's where this happened to you. But they really try to recruit people that resist them.
Well, and I know several people who were actual disciples of mine that I trained who have joined them, have become members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They went to the mountaintop and saw the kingdoms of the world and decided to join up with them. So
that happened actually to Alan Greenspan. He knew Ron Paul. He wrote articles about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, and they bought him off.
Absolutely. And so what we've seen for the last more than 50 years is an acceleration of this. And it wasn't quite so apparent during the so-called Cold War, because most of the Republican and Democrat operatives who were globalists maintained an anti-communist rhetoric. They kept warning that we have to build up all this defense against the Soviet Union and against China. Meanwhile, they were shoveling billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars to Russia, to China in foreign aid. Not just the money, but the technology and everything, which is which made them into world powers. But then with the so-called collapse of communism, that all changed. Now we can be merging, and we are seeing merging on the economic, on the financial operative, politically, socially, trade-wise, all over the world. And this is happening. And this is where I said I had to bring up something. I'm sure you've mentioned on here Anatoly Golitsyn. This is my apologies. My book of his is jam-packed full of...
Tell folks about Anatoly Golitsyn.
Anatoly Golitsyn, this is his book, which came out in 1984, New Lies for Old. Anatoly Golitsyn is a Soviet KGB defector. And if you want to understand convergence, you really have to read Anatoly Golitsyn. He was not just your standard KGB agent. He worked for the inner KGB, the super secret part of the KGB that devised, developed, and implemented the long-range grand strategy of the Kremlin. And it's primarily using disinformation and agents of influence to help work together with globalists in our government to bring about convergence, to create the impression that communism had died, had fallen away, had collapsed, and that now we had an opportunity for the first time in the world to build up Russia, China, and the other communist countries into get rid of the hostility and the potential for war and bring about peaceful coexistence and help them become more free enterprise capitalists. But that isn't what has been happening. We have been moving in their direction. We have been becoming more socialist, more government controlled, more centralized, more command and control economy.
And they've acted like they were reforming, but now they've reversed back. And it's the very same globalist above it all. And just like the elite funded radical communist groups and socialist groups since the time of Karl Marx, they're now claiming they're fighting al-Qaeda, but meanwhile funding them and using that as the threat to take our liberties domestically.
So this is accelerating right now, and unfortunately most Americans have no idea what is going on here. I mentioned his book, New Lies for Old. It's still available. We have it online. Again, My apologies. This is his most recent book, The Perestroika Deception.
For radio listeners, it looks like it's been shot with a shotgun. There's so many notes in it. It's dog-eared books.
He has been in the forefront of exposing what has been happening, particularly in detail, showing that all of the so-called reforms going back 50 years and showing the various phony splits in communism and the split between Russia and China, how all of those were very elaborate staged events, and how he primarily shows the staging from the Soviet side. What he doesn't show, and what we have been in the forefront of showing, is how this cooperation has taken place from the leaders and the globalists on our side in Europe and the United States make this convergence possible. And that is where we are headed. All of the various communist countries of Eastern Europe who supposedly have now...
Sure, well, they admit, I mean, UKIP admits that they've taken all the old Soviets and made them the new EU bureaucracy that's unelected and above the law. You can be in the EU parliament, but you have no voting power. They admit it's a new Soviet, and even the new flag they came out with for Europe has all these symbols in it, and the hammer and sickle is in there. This is what they're doing.
Well, I just had a new article that we posted yesterday that I wrote that I'm sure very little of the Western media, particularly here in the United States, covered it. And the title is, it's up on our website now at thenewamerican.com, Killers on the Loose, Croatia Arrests Communist Spy Chief in 1983 Murder Case. Now, Croatia is one of the new republics, supposedly a sovereign nation, which came out of communist Yugoslavia. There were eight republics within communist Yugoslavia, which was cobbled together during World War II, after World War II, and Marshal Josip Broz Tito was put in charge there. And this was one of the first phony splits in communism that Golitsyn very capably details for us in his books. Tito was arranged to be the independent communist. And our foreign policy establishment, the Council on Foreign Relations, in the Eisenhower administration, in the Roosevelt administration, and in successive Republican and Democratic administrations, praised Tito as this great ally of the West.
Sure, they always create artificial choices, fake selections. It's the oldest trick in the book.
But he was a communist thug, a totalitarian mass murderer. And one of his murderers was Joseph Perkovic. And Perkovic is still alive. He was just arrested on January 1st, finally, on a European arrest warrant from Germany in a case in which he had been in charge, the mastermind of an assassination of a Croatian nationalist who had fled Croatia, fled Yugoslavia.
It's incredible. It shows how our government was backing people that were killing libertarian, nationalist, patriot-type people. It's just incredible. William F. Jasper, we're going to have to get you back on in a month or so for part two of Convergence. Amazing. People can find out more at newamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Folks, we're out of time for this edition. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Briefly, I want to thank our sponsor that made this transmission possible this hour, the top-rated customer service, top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to find the discounts and specials, non-GMO, high-quality. Folks that stand up to the FEMA and the globalists and won't sell to them, just great folks, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. To find out more details and to check out not just the storable food, but all the other great preparedness products, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex, specializing in the highest quality survival products. We should all want to be self-sufficient. The system doesn't want us to be self-sufficient. We've got to be self-sufficient. And InfoWars is a key platform to bring you all these scholars, all these researchers, all these people. Lastly, get your nascent iodine survival shield. I take it every day for my thyroid and overall body health. You've heard the incredible reviews from listeners. There's nothing else out there like it. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the fluoride shield with nascent iodine and five other key compounds developed by Dr. Group. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.